He went down to dinner in his Sunday best. Excitable boy, they all said.
He's an excitable boy, Bill, and he's
the excitable boy, the original.
VP of Mortgage Lending at Pearl Mortgage, P-E-R-L Mortgage. I'm not spelling mortgage for you because that's a toughie. How you doing, David?
I'm great. How are you?
You're very low-key today.
It's very
almost
beautiful.
Didn't recognize you.
You know, the sun's out for the first time in a month, so it's great. I feel getting some vitamin D in me.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Haven't had any vitamin
D in me.
Is that
your favorite vitamin? What's your favorite
vitamin? I love vitamin D.
Big D fan?
Yeah, big D.
Yeah.
Big D for David. Big D, vitamin D.
God.
Yeah. And you store it in your body.
You
don't pass it out like other vitamins.
Right.
Yes.
You just keep it in your body.
Until you replenish it because you expend it.
Yeah.
And I'm a big vitamin D expender.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about college for a minute. I lucked out because my son Michael went to College of DuPage, COD, saving a ton of money, getting a great education.
Sure. He's finding out what he wants to do.
Right. And I know that part of college going away is also beneficial. So you learn how to deal with things. You learn that you can't do what I did when I went to Illinois State and just keep buying things and then calling your mom and saying, my checking account's empty again. Can you help me? And my mom didn't have a lot of money. But these are all things that are very important. But then parents are socked with a lot of money, and students come out graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loan debt.
Right. And it's not only the students, it's the parents. And according to a recently released report by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, the United States consumer is now burdened with over $1.52 trillion, with a T, dollars in student loans. There's an 11% delinquency rate on that, which is higher than credit card debt. So we're over $160 billion in delinquent student loans, where people aren't just blown off the payment or don't have the resources to pay them, which is destroying their credit. And what's happening is we're starting to dig deeper and deeper into this, because college graduation season, it was upon us, or still is upon us, and we're getting calls. I think last week, 18 calls from, I mean, it's not funny, it's just crazy, all of a sudden the influx, 18 calls from parents of kids that they took student loans out. The problem is that they were able to pay interest on the money, right? And it was like a party until it's like the Fed, the rates are low, let's go get a HELOC, and all of a sudden every quarter of a point, it hurts a little bit. Now, and it's coming later today, they're probably going to raise another quarter of a point. Well, what happens is that now, when your student or your son or daughter, and some people are co-signing for their nieces, nephews, grandkids, okay, now you're off the interest only, and now they want to start getting paid back principal, all right? So we just talked to a guy. He owns his home free and clear, $251,000 worth of student loans. He lives in an $800,000 home, $251,000.
God, that's a mortgage.
$251,000. He was paying interest only of like 11. I just wrote the commercial in the coffee shop before the show, and I'm taping it after this show. $1,150, ballpark, right? $1,150. So he's like, wow, this is crazy. I'll never pay this off. I'm going to call up the student loan company and find out what I could do. So he called me up for advice. I'm like, just be careful, because typically when they consolidate them for 10 or 15 or 20 years. He calls me back. He's like, well, I got a special there. I have great credit. They offered me a 30-year term on the loan, and the rate's like 6.875%. I'm like, holy smokes. I'm like, it's great you got a 30-year amortization. Kick it out, right? Keep the payment low. But his payment's going up from $1,150 to almost $1,700.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Well, because it's a company that these student loan companies go unchecked. Mortgage companies, right? I've got a tattoo on my back, you know, NMLS number 136675, which I know is your favorite.
It's my favorite NMLS of all time,
right? We've got to go through W-2s, pay stubs, bank statements, DNA sample, urine sample, saliva sample. You know, we've got to do blood checks. We have to do name checks in order to get a loan, right? And we've talked about this a number of times. You want student loans? Sign here, and here's a couple hundred grand.
Yeah.
You know, you get a student loan, hell of a lot easier than you can get a mortgage nowadays.
Well, why isn't that being looked after better?
Listen,
that's crazy.
I got people I got to take care of. Talk to your congressman, right? Get what's his name in here? The senator, what's his name, who didn't know that we were having a housing crisis? Durbin. Yeah,
Dick
get Durbin. Yeah, and good luck with that. Bang your head against the wall. All right, so We talked to the guy. Long story short, we're doing a cash out refinance.
Yeah.
Right? So he's at 6.875. We're getting him almost 2 points lower than what he was quoted by the student loan company, 30-year fixed amortized loan, and his payment's going to be right around $1,100. So it's $600 cheaper than what the student loan company's doing. Best part is you can roll your student loans into your mortgage and not get hit with what they call loan level price adjusters. I don't mean to be going into how to make the sausage here, but it will not impact your rate.
So that's why they need to call you to find out about it if you feel like you can't get your head above water.
There are options for people that have student loans. You consolidate. It's not about the rate, folks. It's about the monthly payment that's coming out of your pocket.
It really is.
Every single month. You could have a 3.5% 30-year fixed loan. You could have a 30-year fixed starts with a 3, but you're putting a ton of money in a consolidated student loan. This guy got lucky. He got a 30-year amortized loan. The rate sucked at 6.875, okay? But a lot of people are not going to get that 30-year option. They're consolidating them down into 20-year fixed options, 15 and 10, which you know, the rate might be a little lower, but the payment is going to ricochet on you. It's going to be a hell of a lot higher. Mm-hmm. Folks, it's about the payment. You have equity in your home. Economy's coming back. Values are coming back. You can roll these student loans into your mortgage and not get hit with a loan level price adjuster. The only difference is you have to pay the loan off in full. You can't pay a partial student loan off. It has to be paid off in full. So, for example, we had a team lunch yesterday, and we were going through this. A guy had a situation. One of my team members had situation. He had $60,000 worth of student loan, but he only had $50,000 worth of equity because it'll only go up to 80% loan to value. So it just happened to be three $20,000 loans. Yeah. So he was only able to pay off two of the $20,000 loans without getting hit with the loan level price adjuster. He could have done a cash out refinance for the 50 and paid off half of the other one. But the long story short, give us a call. If you have student loans, we could take a look at it and see if it's cost beneficial to roll it into your mortgage. Yes, you have your cute little 30-year fixed loan, the threes, but it's about the monthly payment, folks. It's always been about the monthly payment.
David Hochberg is here from Pearl Mortgage. If you have any questions, you can reach us easily at 312-981-7200. We'll pick this up in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. David Hochberg is here. He's the grand poobah over at Pearl Mortgage.
Yeah, of Team Hochberg, I'm the
Team
grand
Hochberg.
Poobah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the grand poobah. It's a big enough
too
poobah.
Much. Yeah. It's too much. Just so I understand this.
Yeah.
If you want to work on your student loan, you can do it through your mortgage, but you can also do it through your home equity loan, correct?
Sure. That's a great option. Yeah. A lot of people, it's a great option because back last year, check with your CPA, those people were able to write it off. You know, some people were able to deduct the interest. Now, with the new tax law, if you take out a line of credit this year to pay it off, you're not able to do that according to the new tax law. So a lot of people don't like variability, right? Home equity line of credits are tied to the prime interest rate, and the prime interest rate has been going up.
Mine keep going up. My payments keep going up.
Right. Slowly but surely. And that's another thing that we're having people freaking out and calling us. So if you took out a line of credit between 07 and 08, right, there's a really, really, really good chance, like 07 on, there's a really, really, really good chance you're going to get a notice saying, oh, by the way, that 10-year grace period that you've had an interest only, it's been a good ride, is now turning into a fully amortized payment. And depending upon the note that you signed when you took out the loan, it's either going to be a 10-year payback, 20-year payback, or a 15-year payback. Or, worst case,
due tomorrow.
It's due tomorrow. It's
like
ballooning.
A big balloon.
Right. It's ballooning. So people don't know. Billy, you're giving me that, like, what the heck
That's
am
scary.
I doing? It's scary. People don't know what they signed. It's been a great ride. Hey, let's roll up, you know, pull up the sale or drop the sale, however you do, extend a sale. You know, let's put the sale out and cruise and borrow 100 grand and only pay whatever we're paying. Now, all of a sudden, you're paying, you know, $200 more, and it's starting to impact people's cash flow, and the real estate taxes are going up. So, again, folks, it's about the monthly payment. It's what it's all about. And if you have equity built back into, I'm getting all excited and choking myself up. You know, you got equity built back up into your home. You could use that equity, which is the same as cash, to pay off some of this debt, to roll that home equity line of credit into a fixed rate mortgage, or consolidate some of that student loan debt.
I have a goofy question for you, and it's really stupid, and this is how much I don't know about these things. If you upgrade your house, say your kitchen, or finish your basement and get a new roof and all that stuff, is it worth trying to get a reappraisal and your home's worth more, and you can, I know it's...
Now, what are you going to do with the money?
Pay off some other things?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. But a lot of people are under the impression that if I put 25 grand into a roof, and I strongly recommend Lindholm Roofing, that's who we use, mm-hmm. They're phenomenal, and... a lot of people think, well, I just put 25, 30 grand into a roof. I just put 30 grand into new windows, 15, 20 grand into new windows. It doesn't mean you're getting that out. It means that your roof is 30 years old and it's time to be replaced.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't mean you're going to get all because you put 30 G's or 20 grand into a roof, however much a roof
costs. No, but finishing a basement or getting a new kitchen.
Finishing a basement and getting a new kitchen, if you're not getting dollar for dollar in this market, then you're doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. And I would strongly recommend you do is talk to a realtor in your area, preferably the realtor that helped you purchase the home, if you still have the relationship with that realtor, and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing a kitchen. What's the hot colors? White and gray. Everybody's putting white and gray, right? Everybody's white and gray. White shaker, gray. I mean, that's what everybody's doing now, right? Real, mm-hmm. real original.
Neutral colors.
HGTV, right? So, and then in 3 years, you'll be pulling out, putting something else in. But right now, that's what they'll tell you. And they'll tell you, hey, you know what? Do I put the Wolf in? You know, yeah. Wolf appliances, the upgrade with you know, it costs you more money. Or should mm-hmm. I go with the Maytag or the Amana or whatever? You know, you don't have to go crazy.
Sunbeam.
Sunbeam is
Love
always
the
a good
one.
Who doesn't?
Yep.
It's one of my favorite
Dependable.
Brands. Ever. Yep. So, you know, you could use that information from a trained professional realtor mm-hmm. to make sure that you're not overspending. And listen, you could overspend all you want.
Yeah.
You might want the high-end appliances. You might not get back the return of spending the extra 5, 10, 20 grand. It doesn't stop you from doing it. If you like cooking and like all of those big clunky appliances, then put them in. It's your house. It's your kitchen. And again, there's a cost of enjoyment of an upgrade.
Sure.
So all because you're spending 50 grand in a basement, pick a number. Mm-hmm. You know, and the realtor will come down and say, well, you're only going to get 25. Well, you know what? I've got an enjoyment cost benefit of 25 grand. I love that widescreen TV. I love having a nice machine. I love having a bar down there. I love to be able to warm up food and watch the hockey or football or baseball game with my buddies or go down there and watch a movie and do all that stuff with the family. So you might not get all of it out. But who cares? If you're enjoying it, so what?
Then it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Steve has a comment. Steve, David Hochberg, of course you recognize that energy, don't you, Steve?
Of course I do. He did, him and his company, I worked with Lynn and his company.
Oh, Lynn Tekratov.
100% right by me. I was with a major bank located here in America, and they would not work with me on my home equity line of credit for 2 years. I pleaded with them to help me. They wouldn't help me. I called Lynn, who I've worked with before. Lynn took the time, went over everything with me, and it worked out in my favor. I saved $750 a month. And I'm not kidding. It was great.
That's
so
good. Well, that's
thank you very much.
No, thank you. So that so a bank in America with the logo have red, white, and blue in their logo.
We don't want to be specific,
okay,
but
yeah,
something
okay.
like that. Yeah.
And how's your vitamin D, buddy? Are you okay?
Strong vitamin D,
strong
yeah.
Strong vitamin D. Okay.
Steve, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Steve.
We appreciate it.
That's very nice. Listen, here's the challenge that you have with a bank loan officer.
Yes.
There's typically one bank loan officer that does a spoken wheel, okay? Basically, they're in the center and they handle 5-6 banks.
Uh-huh.
The experience of your typical bank loan officer, and I'm being general here, is not as great as what we have on Team Hochberg, okay? The years of experience. They bring these bank loan officers into a boardroom, they churn them out, and within a month or 2 months, they're now licensed. They went from spinning pretzels in the mall or folding underpants, and there's nothing against spinning pretzels or folding underpants or
but
folding underpants.
Switch it around, fold your pretzels and spin your underpants, because then you got a problem.
Unless
you know
like spinned pretzels, okay,
right.
And fold it under, right, for whatever that you just said. But, you know, typically they bring you in, and after a two-month training program, you're licensed to go in all 50 states.
Right.
Okay? It's different. Where if you call us at 8 o'clock at night, we'll pick up the phone. A guy called me up and said, you know, how come I should use you instead of my bank? I'm like, we're talking at 8 o'clock on a Sunday. You think you're going to call your banker? He's going to pick up the phone to talk to you about buying a home on a Sunday at 8 o'clock at night? He's like, no. He goes, I guess you got a good point. Okay, where do I go? We fill out the loan application. I go there. I got 17 others, but let's not confuse ourselves.
That's David Hochberg. If people want to reach you, David, WGNDavid.com. His phone number is 312-751-1333. His new book is Spinning Pretzels and Folding Underpants. It's available wherever books are sold. Thanks, David.
Thank you for having me.
Quick break, David. And then we'll find out what's coming up on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.